everybody, and welcome back to Just for a Podcast, a High School Musical, the musical, the series podcast hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
Oh, it's been a minute since we've talked.
It's been almost 2 weeks, I want to say. Right?
Something like that, yeah. So, let's catch up. Talk about where you were while you were gone, what was going on.
So I was at Disney World for a hot minute. It was keyword hot. I don't think I will ever come back around this time that I was there.
Girl, we one of my best friends is going September. This
week. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm surprised I survived. I am a very weak Californian, if you guys didn't know. So that was fun. Yeah. Road Cosmic Rewind.
But does
a bunch,
it not get
Tron.
Hotter where you are?
Okay, see, it's like hot here, but it's dry hot.
It's not
it's
as humid,
humid. Hot
yeah.
in Florida. Yeah, like we don't get humidity here. If anything, it's like 2%. You know.
Yeah. Meanwhile, our humidity here the other day was like 70%. I wanted to cry.
Oh. That just sent a shiver down my spine.
I wanted to cry. I hated it.
What else? But yeah, I was there. I came back. Day after I came back, I saw Shania Twain. Very fun concert.
High
shot
key,
a wedding.
High key forgot Niall Horan's tickets were going on sale tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. So might need your help after you're done with yours.
Yeah.
I can help you with yours, too, because I will be up at 7 a.m. my time.
Good, 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 good. I was trying to decide if I was going to try for Cincy or Nashville. I think I have made the executive decision for Cincy.
Mm.
But also, I don't know, because Cincy's an amphitheater and Nashville is Bridgestone. So Nashville will be easier to get tickets for because it's bigger. Ugh, I don't know.
I mean, if you go to Bridgestone,
I'll probably just do both.
Like, if you go to Nashville, I might come too.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
My definites are opening night, MSG,
closing night.
And then last four, because last four includes mine and Alondra's.
I love how I had my jaw dropped, like I was surprised.
Hey, that's like nothing.
I know, that's why I was like, why am I acting like six is like wild. Anything else? It's starting to storm outside. It's getting very thundery.
Oh.
I don't believe
so. What have you been doing?
Work, 6 days a week for the past couple weeks.
Oh, you sound like me.
Unexpectedly, I'm meeting Andrew Garfield.
Let the record show, I sent that to you, and right away you bought it.
Let the record show, it was in my junk mail on my email that I found out the other day. I don't know why it got sent to my junk mail, but it was there. Yeah.
You were probably, deleting them so much. Probably. It started going to junk.
Lauren texted in our group chat that Andrew and Lizzie Olsen were going to be at this Comic-Con. And I said in the group chat, do I do it? Don't know why I was even asking a question. I knew I was going to. I literally sent that text.
No one even responded.
No, I sent that text as I had the ticket page pulled up already, like as if I was actually questioning it. And yeah, no one responded to me, and I bought them anyway. Fun fact, I bought the tickets before I knew where it was, because I know you responded and said San Antonio. I had not read that when when I purchased them. So I literally had no idea. I had no idea where I was going. I just saw that he was going to be there and bought them. And I was like, I'll find out later. And I saw San Antonio. Yeah. I was like, okay, guess I'm going to Texas.
Tejas.
So I will be in Texas in July. I have to
ask. Are you meeting my soul sister, Haley?
Okay, yeah. So here's the thing, y'all. I'm debating on also buying a ticket for a photo op with Haley Steinfeld because, I mean, if I'm already going to be there, I might as well. But I'm waiting until probably not this paycheck this week, but my next one. Because I need to pay off my credit card bill right now. Because I bought flights and hotel and whatnot. I haven't met her, and I want to so bad. She's so beautiful.
She really is. It's, like, not fair.
No. Aside from that, yeah, so I have Lindsay Lohmus.
Oh, wait, me too.
So I have Lindsay Lohmus one Friday, the next Friday Taylor Swift, the next Friday fly out to Texas. So
I still don't have Taylor Swift tickets, but I will be there.
Alondra keeps threatening Sophie if she keeps getting bad grades. She says, I will give Lauren your ticket.
Oh, good. Sophie, you're not coming to Nile. I know you're listening. You won't come to Nile with us if you don't get your grades up.
Yeah, so I have that three Fridays in a row that I have to ask off at work. And I'm just like, sorry, not sorry. I will not be here. I saw The Little Mermaid.
I'm going this week because I was extremely busy.
It was so amazing.
I feel like I was already tearing up from just seeing, like, little scenes on Twitter and TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready.
I teared up for sure. Hot take. We are both Evermore stans, but I think I may like Wild Uncharted Waters more. Ooh, than Evermore.
Big words. I know. Okay. Back.
See, that is my personal opinion, and someone else on TikTok agreed, and they were like, this ate Evermore up, like, this is the best Prince song and something, and there were a lot of comments that were like, don't speak on Evermore, and they were like, this is going too far, I wouldn't go that far, blah, 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 and I was like, I agree.
Okay, but, like, again, personal opinion. It's, I don't feel really an opinion. Think.
No, I was getting roasted on TikTok because I did a bracket filter for Stranger Things, Outer Banks, and Wednesday characters, which is literally already such a random group of characters.
I was going to say, that sounds almost curated for you.
And I got to one that was, like, Pope or Nancy. And I was having a hard time freaking picking. And I said, I'm saying Nancy purely for the final fight scene in season 4. And, like, literally getting eaten alive in my comments. And they're all like, Nancy over Pope was crazy. Pope was the obvious answer. Pope, blah, blah, blah.
Sorry, and I'm like, I personally would pick Nancy.
I'm like, when did I say I didn't like Pope? Like, tell me when. Yeah. Because,
like,
if
I didn't. They don't even know you. Like, you are, you love Pope.
I'm like, if I didn't like Pope, I would have picked Nancy from the jump. But I sat there for a solid, like, 15 seconds trying to, like, figure it out.
People need to forget that opinions exist.
No, somebody replied to, like, the top comment that says Nancy over Pope was crazy, and a bunch of people were replying to it. And someone replied, and they said, people on TikTok when others have opinions. And it's, like, the devil mask emoji.
Literally. Chill out, y'all.
I'm like, it's very true. It's very true. And I'm like, I freaking love Pope, so stop acting like I don't.
You really do.
Well, and a lot of people, like, were kind of joking and, like, making fun of me in the comments. And they were like, LOL at this just basically ending up being a Stranger Things bracket. And I, like, said from the get-go, I was like, I don't want to know how many hours I've spent watching these shows, especially Stranger Things. And I'm like, that's my favorite show of all time. So, like, yeah, I'm going to pick those characters over most of the other ones.
I didn't even see that post, but also I was not online for the past 2 weeks.
It went, like, big viral, and I wasn't even trying to do anything with it. I literally was just using this filter, and it got big. It has 99K right now.
I mean, is that not your usual viral?
Yeah, it's literally whenever I'm not even trying. Aside from Andrew Garfield and that, I've just been having a very productive past couple days. I cleaned my room, rearranged some things, got a new spot to hang up my tote bags and my lanyards, vacuumed the floor, cleaned the whole bathroom, did my laundry. I've been getting everything done.
I need to be on that level because you do not want to see my room right now. I am sitting in probably the only spot you could see the floor at.
No, see, mine was at that level, and that was why yesterday, my one day off within the past week, I was like, something needs to be done here, because this is getting absurd.
And okay, so, see, my excuse is that most of the stuff is, like, what I unpack, so it'll be gone.
Mm. Oh, I also went through some of my clothes in my dresser, made some more space there.
Oh, nice.
I've just been doing so well the past few days. Will it last? No. But
wow, I was a complete opposite of you.
I can be happy about it at this moment. For now.
This podcast will document this moment in time.
I'll go back and look on this whenever I need motivation to actually do things. I just need to put my Rihanna playlist on and get to work, because honestly, that's what I did yesterday. I put my All Hail Queen Fenty playlist on my TV, and I was just going around the room fixing everything.
Dang.
It was a moment in time, honestly.
Wow.
Side note, I don't know if you saw the other day, but Milo went out with a fan in London.
What? I did not see.
He literally,
why was this,
like,
not in the group chat?
I don't know, because Kenna and I send each other all the Milo stuff because I feel like we feel like we're annoying.
You don't annoy me. I just don't care about it as much as you guys do.
So we always just send it to each other. No, he like went out with a fan in London that he follows on Instagram. She has like a fan page for him where she just like posts memes and stuff. And he was like, I just went to the Peaky Blinders experience, all thanks to like so-and-so, and like we're just here having a beer, we're hanging out in London because she's like the best fan, and like told her to like say hi to everybody. And I was like,
wow. Okay, Wattpad.
So Milo Manheim, if you are listening, I can show you the oldest Holiday theme park. I can show you the oldest theme park in the country, and they also just started serving alcohol, so we can also grab a beer. Do I like beer? No, but I'll get one.
My side note, my sister wants to go to Holiday World, so we might come visit you.
Sid?
No, Jess.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Come on down.
Come on down to Holiday World.
I've been wanting to go this year yet. I haven't gone this year yet, and they just opened up the water park.
Hmm.
So, Milo Manheim, I know you're listening to this. I can literally show you the country's oldest theme park. How cool is that? That's so cool, right? I know. It's literally in a town. It's literally in a town called Santa Claus. I mean, like, when are you going to do that again? Like, come on.
London could never.
London could never. I mean, like, like, Peaky Blinders experience crowned jewels or, like, a giant Santa statue. I mean, come on.
That's an easy choice for me.
Like, which would you pick?
Yeah.
Like, Big Ben, Tower Bridge, or the place that everyone down here goes to for senior skip day?
Yeah. Like, One Direction's birthplace, or free sunscreen?
And free drinks.
Yeah.
And free parking.
Easy. Wow.
Because that's always how they end their they're like radio ads. They have these kids scream, free sunscreen, free soft drinks, free parking. It's just children and, screaming.
And it's true.
And it's true. And those are all great amenities. I mean, honestly, the free sunscreen all around the park is grand, especially like
around the water parks. Like, I brag about that to people.
Yeah, like around the water park, so you don't have to keep going back to like to your locker to reapply and stuff. Yeah. It's so nice. The free drinks. Like, the amount of money you save on drinks.
Disney could never.
Crazy. Disney could never. Okay. I believe that's all we have to catch up on. So, what are we talking about this week, Lauren?
I mean, let's just jump right into episode 5 of School Spirits. The Twilight End Zone.
Ugh, I missed Tower of Terror.
Okay. I think I only wrote it once this trip. That's pretty low for me.
Synopsis of this episode. As Homecoming unfolds at Split River, Maddie finds herself divided between accepting her fate in Purgatory and a newly hatched plan to crack a new suspect. What's your first note?
Just that Claire is getting ghosted by Mr. A. Right outside his house.
Because there's cops out there.
I'd be so scared.
Sketchy.
Honestly.
Wally is all excited about the homecoming game, which is like, it's so odd to me how excited he is about homecoming every year when that's literally like where he died. I know he's like, my parents show up, so I have to, so I like show up for them, but it's still like, bro, it's your death anniversary.
I guess it's like a good perspective to have though.
Like trying to make light of the situation.
Yeah. Like, hey, at least he's celebrating something.
But also, he says, my parents show up for me every year, so I decide to show up for them. But then he says his mom never misses a game.
Yeah. So did, okay, like, but when he said that, did that mean, like, a homecoming game or, like, any football game?
I think, like, any.
That's what I thought, too, but I wasn't sure.
I would assume any. We've got some homecoming campaigning on homecoming campaigning going on. I can't talk.
English, Ivy.
Words. It's been a couple weeks.
It has.
But this girl's got some like spa table like looking thing going on. She's got like a birdhouse and some like wind chimes, and there's a little like inspirational poster that says, don't judge by the outside, it's what's on the inside that counts. What are we doing? What is this? And then see, when Claire, when I first watched it and Claire walked up to her and was like, I think she's really pretty, like when the other girls were like tearing her down, I thought Claire was using some like reverse psychology or something.
I could see that.
I didn't think of Claire having this like existential crisis, like just actually being nice. I was like, oh, she's using some reverse psychology, and it's like, maybe if I tell her like,
yeah, that she's cool, Regina George, and
pretty. Yeah, exactly. Why did I write Simon staring, LOL?
It's when the random kid comes and sits at the lunch table.
Oh my god. Yes. And Simon just looks at him like, can you go? Like,
I'd move too.
Like, I was sitting here. So, Maddie tells Simon her and Claire's backstory of when they were friends. And turns out Claire's parents at the time were fighting, and Claire came over, and Maddie's mom was super drunk in the house, so Maddie wouldn't let her in. And Claire's mom remarried to a rich real estate agent, and they never spoke again.
That just makes me so sad. Like, that flashback.
It is sad. And, like, I wish there was a way for Maddie to, like, semi-explain, like...
Mm-hmm.
Just that, like...
Like, why she turned her away
and... she couldn't let her in. Yeah.
I mean, also, when you're so young, like... I can't even imagine telling other people, like, what you would be going through, you know?
Yeah. Xavier is at Sandra's, and Sandra gets a call that Maddie's backpack was found in an old abandoned house. Claire is trying to get answers from the principal about Mr. Anderson and is threatening her parents' like sponsorship money.
She's bold.
She is vindictive. Oh my god. So we have Rhonda coming out to get Maddie and Charlie. We have Rhonda coming out to get Maddie and Charlie. And when Rhonda calls her pussy toes, I lost it.
I lost it when Maddie was like, since when did you stop majoring and who gives a fuck?
I think I literally tweeted when I watched this episode the first time, and I was like, did Rhonda just call her pussy toes?
And then what is...
Rhonda is the funniest bitch on this show. I stand by that.
What does Charlie say? He's like, oh, it's a flower. Or he says, it's probably a flower.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a mix of Maddie and Rhonda.
That makes sense. So throughout this whole... episode, Charlie is writing his letter to Emilio that Maddie's gonna help get to him, and at one point in the captions it said Amelia.
I like, was literally about to say that.
Emilio. Yeah,
I was like, who is checking this? Clearly the caption writers do not watch the show.
Mm-mm. We find out that the abandoned house where Maddie's backpack was found is owned by Claire's stepdad, the realtor. Or real estate agent. Is there a difference? Is it the same thing? I don't know.
Wish I knew.
I don't know anything about buying a house.
Me neither.
All the ghosties are making a banner for Wally. And Sandra is at the school. And Maddie is shocked to see how put together she is.
Even I was shocked. I was like, who is this character?
Simon goes to see Mr. South, the janitor, for a key to Mr. Anderson's room. And, of course, in true Simon fashion, finds some excuse that actually gets him to give it to him.
He's a lucky guy.
Sandra is getting Maddie's homework and tells Mrs. Fields that she wants to be better for Maddie. And if Sandra gets better, then it might make Maddie want to come home. Which is so sad to think that, which, I mean, like, alcoholism is a disease. It's not like she can control it. But just to think that, like, this is what things had to get to for her to tell herself that.
Yeah.
Claire, we find out, Simon sees on Mr. Anderson's desk, Claire was submitting the same English paper over and over and over and getting an A on every single one of them and getting perfect grades. It was me with my PE waiver assignment.
Stop. But it and sucks because, okay, wait. This is when they find that out, but then Maddie's like, maybe we should stop because she wants her mom to stay the way she is, right? Is this?
Yeah. So, yeah. So right here is when Maddie says, like, if they find answers and find out who did something to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then her mom might, like, fall off the rails again. So she says, seeing how she is sober right now, like, she just kind of wants to, like, stop trying to figure things out, because if her mom remains hopeful that Maddie's coming back, then her mom might stay sober. Which is so sad.
I was wondering why I wrote Maddie wants to put it on hold. I was like, wait, put what on hold?
Mr. Anderson took the money from the Booster Club to pay off his dad's medical debt. What did I see? So apparently the football team were 2019 state champs. And I was like, damn, for this school that supposedly sucks, that's an achievement. Yeah,
that is.
And then we have literally my favorite, like, not my favorite shot in the show, because this show has so many beautiful shots, but the shot of Maddie and Wally sitting at like, different angles against the goalpost. I don't know what it is about that shot, but it's so pretty.
I definitely loved it. I also wrote about it. I did not know that Sarah Yarkin sings.
Mm-hmm.
Because they play a song during this part.
Yes.
No clue, but I definitely need to look that up. I can't believe Wally died at the 5-yard line. That's just like,
that's so brutal. Close. That makes it so much worse.
Like, that just twists the knife even more.
Could you imagine not only like your team losing the game that close, but like your teammate literally just died in front of you
with a broken neck? God.
Like, I could not imagine, I mean, even now as an adult, obviously, but, like, being in high school and just, like, being on a football field and my teammate's dead freaking body is just there.
Yeah.
That's traumatizing. But this is when we get Wally's backstory, basically, that his mom always pushed him. Well, we don't get the flashback yet, but he's just saying verbally that his mom was the one that always pushed him to keep playing. Mm-hmm. Xavier is hanging around the old abandoned house and sees someone leaving out the window. Sketchy.
Scary. I'd run.
And then we see Claire showing up late to the football game. Ooh.
I love when Wally salutes and blows Maddie a kiss.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, runs up and hugs Charlie and kisses him on the cheek. Yeah. And he's like, I love you.
But Rhonda's like, don't touch me. That's definitely me.
Oh, that's absolutely you. Mr. Martin is talking to Rhonda because he's curious about everyone's progress and saying pretty much that he thinks, like, since Maddie came that everybody's taking a step back and, like, they're not really focused on moving on. And he says he's trusting her to, like, keep everyone on the right path.
Mr. Martin is just so sus to me, and I can't tell why. He also irks me because he looks so young but so old at the same time.
Because he is young, and it's weird.
I know.
That he and – hold on. Strange. It's so weird to me that Sarah Yarkin's, like, 30.
Did you tell me this already?
And I don't know. But Sarah's, like, 30, and then Josh Zuckerman that plays Mr. Martin is 38.
Oh, wow.
This is where we get the flashback to Wally's final homecoming game. Mm. We see his mom still comes to the games to this day and always leaves an empty seat for him.
I cry.
Dude, when Sandra's talking to Mrs. Fields and they're talking about Mr. Anderson stealing the money, and Sandra's like, this country does not pay teachers enough. And she literally says it to a teacher. I'm like, you don't need to tell her. She knows.
Yeah, she is well aware. You know, wait. Back to the flashback, though, I was so scared that Wally and his mom were going to have, like, a massive fight right before he died. But, they did kind of fight, but I thought it was going to be, like, bad.
Worse.
I know. Jeez. Pain.
But it's almost worse, though, because I feel like that's who Wally is as a character. Is like, he wouldn't have fought.
Have fought his
with
mom.
Her.
Dang,
he right. Just, like, kind of, he was, like, dismissing, not dismissing what she said, but he was trying to, like, say you're wrong without just saying you're wrong.
You're wrong, yeah.
And then she literally said, you can sleep when you're dead. Oof. And he died like 5 minutes later.
Probably less than five.
Yeah, it's like they didn't have like a big verbal fight, but I feel like that in terms of Wally's character is like as much of a fight he's gonna have with anybody.
Very true.
I mean, like, even last episode, whenever they found out Maddie was talking to Simon and Rhonda was like, how are you not pissed right now? And he was like, I am pissed, but... And he was still, like, trying to...
Be the peacemaker. See a
different side of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Wally was injured. And... His mom wanted him to go back in and play. And so he did. And he died. We get this little moment of Maddie and Wally talking at the concession stand about hot dogs, and Maddie's kind of confiding in Wally about her stories about her mom and her, like, struggles with having to be alone and her mom not really understanding her all the time, and Wally's talking about how his mom didn't really understand him all the time, but he stayed in football for her, and Maddie's talking about wanting to stop searching who killed her so that her mom stays together. So they're both are discussing mm-hmm. how, like, they just want to do what's best for their moms. Because Wally pretty much is like, why, if I didn't love my mom, like, what does it say about me that I keep coming back to the field where I died on just so I can, like, see her and be with her mm-hmm. all the time when I didn't even like playing football.
And Maddie's telling him, like, you know you can do what you want now. But then he's also like, what does he say to her? Oh, like, you're not coming back.
Oh, yeah. He tells her, she's like, maybe if she has hope that, like, I'm coming back, she's gonna stay like this. And he's like, but you're not coming back. Yeah.
Truth bombs.
It's sad when she's telling him that, like, you know you can do whatever you want now, and he literally says, like, I don't know how to do that though.
Yeah,
because he's been stuck in this routine for so long that he just doesn't know how to be his own person.
They also, side note, talk about hot dogs, and she mentions a hot dog peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, I wrote that sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Are you? But you love peanut butter. You wouldn't even try that?
No. Absolutely not. Who do you think I am? That's disgusting.
She says hot dog casserole and hot dog omelet. And I think those are better. Like, a hot dog omelet, like, that's just hot dogs in an omelet, right? Like, just cut up hot dogs? Like, I would eat that.
Wouldn't that just be, like, hot dog meat instead of, like, ham or something exactly. in an omelet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. My favorite thing my mom would do when I was a kid would be to take hot dogs and cut, like, two ways into them. And then when you put them in the microwave, the ends would curl up and it would look like an octopus.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I kind of share her adversity for hot dogs because my mom used to run, like, the snack bar at our sports stuff, which meant I ran the snack bar and used to have to cook all the hot dogs. So I only crave them sometimes. And one of the times is when I'm at Casey's Corner.
I love when she has these moments where she's, like, laughing with Wally and stuff, though, because we don't see the happier side of her very much.
Yeah. I'm glad someone brings it out of her.
Mm-hmm. Simon, Nicole, and Xavier all get a text anonymously with a video of Claire and Mr. Anderson arguing.
At first, I thought it was a video being sent to everyone, but then I was like, oh, okay, it's just them three.
We get this moment where there's some sad music playing. There's always sad music playing on the show, but there's some sad music playing. And Maddie is looking at her mom, and her mom's, like, looking out into the crowd looking for her. But then we see Wally sitting next to his mom, and He just kind of looks struggling. At her for a second, and he takes his jersey off and stands up and, like, walks away from her. And the terror, the fear I had in me when this episode aired, and I was like, if he crosses over right now.
I didn't even think of that.
No, I was like, if he's about to cross over because, like, this was his, like, unfinished business, was, like, giving up football and, like, leaving his mom. I was like, are we about to, like, lose Wally as a character right now? I was terrified. I was like,
I didn't think of that.
No, I literally was like, is this his unfinished business? Like, is this it for his character? Is he going? I was so scared.
Thank goodness, no. Jeez.
No, we're good. We're good. But I was so worried. Because aside from, like, hearing about Janet crossing over, we haven't seen any of them cross over. So, like,
what it looks like.
I was going to say, we don't know, like, within this show, like, what the process of crossing over is, like, how it happens. I was so worried.
Thank God it that felt like
with the music playing in the background and, like, the dramatic moment with him and his mom, I really thought that's where that was going, and I was so scared.
I could see it.
But Maddie says she's back in the search, because whenever she sees this moment happen with Wally, she's like, I'm no better than him if I continue to let my mom feel this way just so that she'll stay sober and I stop looking for what happened to me.
Yeah.
Nicole is going to take Sandra home. Maddie and Simon tell Xavier to get close with Claire again. They're like, okay, you're going to take her to homecoming and you're going to get in close with her. And then if you get in close with her, we can find out if she was involved. And listen, Xavier has every right to be kind of annoyed whenever he's like, up until 3 days ago, you guys thought I did this.
He does.
Like, is he sus and was he sus before? Yeah. But he has every right to be like, why are you asking for my help now?
Yeah. And I just feel so bad after Maddie, like, tells him what to say and then she gets really sad. Like, she really be going through it. I can't imagine having to do that.
No. Let me tell my boyfriend to go back with this girl that he cheated on me with.
Yeah. To find out why I died.
Wally and Maddie have this really sweet moment where Wally thanks her pretty much for helping him release himself from, like, football and, like, his mom's, I don't know a good way to word this, but.
Yeah, maybe, like, expectations?
Yeah, his mom's, like, plans for him rather than what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And he asks her to the homecoming dance. And it's so.
I was so scared she was going to say no.
It's so freaking cute how, like, giddy he gets. He's such a little
puppy
dog.
I know, the little dance he does when he walks away.
Simon thinks that Mr. South took the video of Claire and Mr. A arguing because whenever he went to Mr. South's office earlier, he was watching a video on his phone and kind of, like, put the phone down to hide. I hate that in movies it's, like, a trope. Or not a trope. It's like a common thought. And this isn't even movies. This is just in general life. Because I always hate. And it's usually men that make, like, stupid, like, tweets or something. That's like, if she has her phone face down on the dinner table, then, like, you have something to worry about. Or blah, blah, blah. Oh, and I'm like, no, if I have my phone face down at the dinner table, I'm trying to be a good person and pay attention to what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, it's not all sus. Maybe I don't want to look at my phone.
Maybe I don't want to be rude and be on my phone while we're speaking. It's, I don't know. That's so stupid to me. Though. But Simon thinks that Mr. South took the video. But Mr. South is really saying that he had to record the, like, nasty things that the kids wrote down in the boiler room when Maddie died. I wrote some of these things out. It says, death lives here, game over, YOLO, enter at your own risk, here for a good time.
Come on, people. Where's the decorum?
I'm sorry, but if I heard that a kid that I went to high school with died down in the boiler room, and to this day, no one knows how.
Yeah.
I'm not going down there.
No. Mm-mm.
And why do they still have access to get there?
To the crime scene. Even if it's cleaned up. I don't know. I feel like only people who need to go down there need to go down there.
Yeah, no. Sandra and Nicole are talking about forgiveness. And then Nicole, like, won't let Sandra see what's in her trunk. She's like, oh, it's fine. I got it.
Yeah, and she's so sus. She's been really sus to me since the beginning.
No, same. When I watched the show for the first time, I was like, I don't like Nicole. I don't like something about Nicole.
No. Mm-hmm.
Something's off.
Truly.
Simon and Maddie find out that the school has an old fallout shelter down in the basement near the boiler room, and they discover that they can speak there. So it means somebody died there, and they don't know who.
Scary. And they find what? Is it like a tunnel?
Yeah, they find this long tunnel, and they think that's where Maddie's body was dragged out. And that's how the episode ends.
Scary. I want
to
know who died
there. Alondra wants you to record your reaction to the last 5 minutes of the final episode.
Okay. You have to remind me.
Yeah. I mean, we still got a minute.
Well,
but
next. Yeah. Because what? This was 5, right?
This was 5. And we have 3 more after this.
Cool. Well, next week we have Bestie Kenna on for Ooh. Homecoming, right? I only know that because you guys said so.
Yeah.
But yeah, is that everything?
As far as I can think of, the Ted Lasso finale is tonight, guys. I'm so sad.
Oh, I'm not caught up.
I'm going to be so depressed.
That's how I feel about Succession ending on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I still have absolutely no theories. I just feel like everyone is sus. Like, literally everyone. Hopefully next week. I think at least by episode 7, I want to have a solid theory. Yeah. Yeah. In the meantime. Oh, go.
I think around episode 7 is where some people on Twitter started theorizing and got it right.
Getting it right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, did this. No, this show came out week by week, right?
The first 3 came out at one time, and then the rest were week by week.
Okay, got it. But yeah, in the meantime, no spoilers, but hit us up on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at Just For A Podcast if you want to chat about anything and everything.
This podcast is distributed on Spotify for Podcasters, where you can record and distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a rate and review wherever you're listening. In the description below, you can find a link to leave us a voice message. We always like hearing those, as well as the link to our merch store that you guys can go shop and look around. Until next week. I don't really have a joke for this one because this is kind of a serious episode.
This was a serious one.
Just go have a hot dog. I guess. Just don't put it in
have
peanut
a hot
butter
dog,
and jelly.
PB&J.
No.
No, you should, and you should send us a picture.
And I will pray for you.
Bye.
Bye.